Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday night on Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I got to tell you, I'm not too happy with Cablevision. Altice, they call it out here on Long Island. That they haven't opened up the studio yet. People are so intimidated by a so-called virus, you know. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. You hear conflicting information about the vaccine. It doesn't work. It does work. The booster works this way, works that way. There's so many conflicts, you know, that you got to be really careful. But it's a mad for me that they haven't opened up the studio. We're on rerun. We're on television Thursday night, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. Wednesday, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. But we haven't been able to do any new shows. And that Wednesday night goes on to the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So that's a mad. Open up the studio. Let people go in there and do their show. We have a lot to say and a lot of things to try to accomplish. Inner Sight. Here's a mad. What agency on this planet will guarantee that a disabled person will never go into a nursing home? Where is it? That's what I want. That's what Inner Sight wants. If Inner Sight had the money, we would. We would. Give us the money of all these agencies, the money that they get, and we will provide that guarantee that a person will never go into a nursing home, and we'll keep them out. But you got to have the money. Why don't the agencies get together and do a telethon? You see, they're not allowed to guarantee that a person won't go into a nursing home. They're not allowed to do it. Any advocacy that they do on that issue has to be done on the day, on their days off. And even that's risky. Because if the state finds out that you're undermining them, they could find a way to get rid of you. So there isn't one agency on this planet that guarantees that a disabled person does not have to go into a nursing home. Think about that. And that's where they've set up these programs, really don't work because they don't give you that guarantee. You can spend all your time and energy and do your best to work with the damn program and fulfill all the requirements, and then something could happen, and you can wind up in a nursing home. And yet, the program still keeps the money. No good. I don't like it. That's a mad. That's a definite mad. If you're going to do something, do it half-ass. Go back to my grandpa. It's a half-ass job. And that's exactly what it is. If you're going to help somebody to live their life, you know, and you don't stick by them, what good is it? It's a half-assed job. So there you have it, folks. We want that guarantee. We want that program. I don't like that word. We want that opportunity to exist. the guarantee of keeping a person out of a nursing home. Not that hard. Help us start our Volunteers for Freedom. There it is. Volunteers for Freedom. Where the person, the home health aide, would donate hours and we would compensate them paying one of their bills or their mortgage or what have you. That would help keep a person out of a nursing home. The extra time. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, around the world. And we certainly are glad that for Mary and Maureen, and Mary out of that ridiculous hellhole nursing home. All right. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 09-388-7004. Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. So adopt an Akita. Great, great dog of the planet. Hey, all the beautiful children. Watch over them. Take care of them. Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo. Little Tommy. Royalty. And Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed away. Not enough help was there for those, and they got to improve on that all the way. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number 631-224-3090. And this is Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. Let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? We got the place. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical, veterinarian care. So check it out. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Excuse me, on the Nobody Starved on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection and the Long Island Coalition for helping. All right. Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday. Civil rights questions. Here's the number for you to call. 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde is the attorney. And for your civil rights issues. All right, around the world, some of our friends local here. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp, and many, many more, and the Suffolk News chain, too. A friend over there and the editor, Nicole. All right. Inner Sight on the Mad or Glad Monday. And happy that Biden was able to get most people out of Afghanistan. Sounds like he got them out safely, according to the news. And they said they ended a 20-year war over there. Well, I hope that improves things. You know, you never know with this political stuff. But we're happy about getting people to safety. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see, we'll try to open up the phones a little bit. And the call-in number, 213-816-1650. You want to make a note of it? Yeah. So they got a thing on the news, which to me would be a mad. You know, a lot of money is wasted in this country. Somebody said that to me the other day, and it's so true. They waste money. And another thing that bothers millions of us is that the politicians are too busy arguing with each other to get us the help that we need. Now, they've got all these programs that are supposed to help you. The wrong criteria. The only criteria should be that a person is disabled. That's how they should do it. And there should be a guarantee that that person will never go into a nursing home. Whatever has to be done, whatever it takes. See? That's how the government should look upon us. Never to go in to a nursing home. And get the people out, of course. But the politicians are too busy fighting with each other. That's a big problem. You know, I've written both to Biden and to the former President Trump. Never heard back from either one of them. Criticize each other. They'll argue. They'll, from time to time you'll hear that. When people are in need of help, when they should really straighten out this law that's supposed to protect us, this Americans with Disability Act, a very weak law, horrible. It's a horrible law. Over 5 years now that they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride, New York City, with my guide dog, and it's still going on. And when it's over, the law won't do a damn thing to punish these people. Nothing's going to happen to them. So instead of arguing and fighting with each other, politicians, do something about it. And I haven't as yet heard from my congressman. I'm going to try to call him after Labor Day. And see what happens. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. There's a lot of people out there who are mad about things and a lot of people who are glad about things. So you can talk about it right here. We can get the phones going. Let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, the show is Give Me the Money for My AIDS. Wednesday night. And Thursday night, we'll have a special guest host with Pidgey. Yeah. Oh, you're there. There you are. You got the, do the Able News.
Yeah, and after that. Okay, I'll do the Able News. Hold on.
Yeah,
Able is the newspaper for by and about the disabled, to serve the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that actually you could buy and sell items. They also have a personals page that, like I said, boasts two marriages, and we've dabbled with a little bit, right, Frank? To read the personals every once in a while. And they also have a subscription that's free. You can go to ablenews.com and then sign up for that free subscription. Thank you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget to read our petition before you sign it.
Yeah,
we want
please.
You to read it.
Yes, we
coming
do.
Up on national, coming up on National Guide Dog Month, we have close to 80,000 names. I wish we had 80 million.
Oh,
so sign that one, then you got the one there on the nursing home. And remember, there isn't one agency on this planet that will give a disabled person a guarantee that they'll never go into a nursing home. That's what we need. And that's what we're fighting for. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. So I heard about on the news, I heard some woman in Miami had one of those electric cars, and she claimed she had it on autopilot, and it crashed into a parked police car and caused a fire.
Wow.
So I don't know if I would trust these electrical cars. You know.
Not now.
Autopilot. Now wait a minute. Isn't autopilot, doesn't that pertain to a plane?
Yes. But they also have it in cars.
Well, it should be auto car, not autopilot.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also
pilot is a plane.
That's funny. Yes, it is.
It's very misleading. But anyway, they spend a lot of money on these electric cars, and I don't know what they're going to do. But they've had this problem where they've been blowing up and causing fires and you know, dangerous stuff, man.
Yeah.
So then I heard another thing. Which to me is a mad, because I'm not into all this stuff. That they're going to have phones that are going to operate via satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't realize it, but your phone company is going to be out of space.
Yeah, they are.
How are you going to deal with that? You know.
I've been working on it a little at a time.
You have a problem with your phone. You're going to call the company. You know? They're down here on the Earth. What do they know from satellites out of space?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah? Crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make the whole thing worse. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, out-of-space phones. Boy, you see what's going to happen with that. Who knows? Inner
yeah.
Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anybody on the line?
Hold on. There was, and it looks like it's...
Hello? All right. You want to call in 213-816-1650 on Mad or Glad Monday on Inner Sight. And we need to drastically change the way we're dealt with. You know, when you think about what's happening here, we, the disabled, are doing the job.
Sorry about that. Good.
We, the disabled, are doing the job of the government and the agencies. And we're not getting paid for it.
No, we're not.
You know?
Let me explain that if I can today.
Well, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, well... Ah, boy. Basically, there are so many, quote, programs that are to keep you out of a nursing home. And I'm enunciating that because they don't, okay? between the nursing home transition and waiver program and the TBI program, they run on the same sort of similar guidelines. They're supposed to keep you out of a nursing home with the services that they provide. But as soon as your physical problems get worse, like you need a two-person assist, which thankfully I don't, I'm going to bust my butt in getting physical therapy. They're offering it, this particular program that I'm switching to. And even then, you're not guaranteed. That's the predicament.
Well, suppose you get the physical therapy and you still need two people to help you.
That's it.
See?
Then you go
see
in
how
a
that
nursing
money,
home.
See how that money's
it.
Been wasted?
That's right. That's sad. Very sad. You are incarcerating the disabled.
It's more than sad.
It's vengeful.
It should be criminal.
It is criminal.
The damn money's there to help you, and it's not being used to help you.
And she said that, too. She said the money is there to help people. Why don't they have it in hospitals, the nurses? Your nurse's aide, it's there. I said, well, yeah, they kind of match you up to, let's see, 15 people to one aide, and they consider that double dipping. Ha! If you had me with a one-to-one and you're paying for it, now you might have an argument, okay? But you don't. You have 15 patients to one aide in a hospital. If you're lucky, 15
if
patients.
If you're lucky,
it might be
a lot,
more.
It could be a lot more.
It can be. I remember one time, I'm going to say this just to give people the idea of what goes on in this situation. I had taken Lasix, right? And I was in on Christmas and my heart rate was too high, right? And they had given me Lasix to get the water off of me and to lower my heart rate. Well, P.S., my heart rate was through the roof, you know, and my blood pressure was also. Christmas time, I spend, you know, paralyzed. Of course, I am, you know, I have paresis, you know, weakness of all four extremities. And I'm sitting there while a nurse compares me to an elderly patient that she has to wipe down and clean, and I have to wait in my urine, unfortunately. And she says to me, Suzanne, you're not the only one on this floor. And I know that, but I was so cold and so full of urine because of all the shit, that they pumped into me, that I needed care, and I wanted it.
Well, of course you didn't have your aid there.
That's right. I would have given you your burden. I would have taken off your burden if my aid was allowed to come in. That's basically what it is. I would have taken off the burden of the nurse if my aide was allowed to come in. She was the only person there. Is it fair to her? No. But it's not fair to me to make me suffer.
None of the agencies are fighting for that, only us.
No.
I don't know of any others.
No, we are.
We're the only ones that'll go public and stand up and say it.
Yeah.
It's abuse.
It's true.
It's abuse by hospitals and nursing homes not to have the person's aid through a system. It's damn ass abuse.
Yes, it is.
And it should be criminal.
Yes, it should.
And that's what we need, to protect people. And where the hell is the adult protective services? They don't protect
my
you.
Butt.
Why don't they protect a person like that?
No, they don't.
They don't do a damn thing.
Nope.
And these agencies that won't give you a guarantee that they'll keep you out of the nursing home, you know?
It's more than one.
They're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't that told to you today, I can only do it on my days off, a woman who works for the damn place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she gets reprisals, you know that. We know that from the from the past,
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Now we have Anthony, who hasn't spoken in a long while. I'd like to get his opinion on it.
Yeah, sure. Inner Sight.
I know he used to work
live from Brooklyn. Anthony on the line.
Okay, here he comes.
Hi,
hey,
Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you? I'm so glad to hear you, Suzanne. I'm glad that you are doing better little by little
Thank
every
you.
Day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to comment on this whole situation with getting care. Basically, these people kind of, run the same excuse to everybody and just kind of get through their day, and they really don't care, and, they'll leave you there all night and all day because they're not, in that situation, and they're not, experiencing what you're going through, and it's not them, so they're not feeling your suffering, and that's all it's really about. And, these people know that they're not going to get to you, and as long as they get their paychecks, that's all that really matters. And when you complain to these nursing home administrators, they might say something once or twice, and then in the back of their head, they say, well, we're overwhelmed. These people need a lot of care. It's too much for us. And then there's probably some of them who say, oh, they're old, whatever's going to be with them and their life is going to be, they should be used to it and they should expect it. And that's kind of the way it is. And things are just kind of getting worse because these agencies now are all cutting back on allowing these aides to work more hours because the companionship laws have changed so they can only work 40 hours. The private agencies are not allowing the people to get insurance coverage anymore, if they travel to the patient's home in their own cars, I believe it is. And, the companies are just wanting to hoard money more and more every day, and it just gets worse and worse. And I understand, what you're saying about needing care and being soaked in urine, because I've been in that situation in a nursing home, in a hospital, and they just tell you to turn to your side and, some people are nice. They'll say, when the next person comes in, just turn to your side, or I'll try to, put a chuck underneath you or something to try to beat around the issue that, you need to be changed. And it's a real shame, but that's kind of the way it is. But I also have glad that we're out of the war, but I'm mad about all the soldiers that died and, we haven't accomplished anything. But quickly beside that, no, and war accomplishes nothing, and, I think that everybody wanted to be brave and serve the country and stuff like that. But when you think about it, what's the purpose of it? And, haven't we learned our lesson from the past wars that these countries cannot be governed? I mean, they try to put a government in there, and they run out and steal the money. And, look at what's going on with Louisiana. We need to just, try to protect ourselves. I mean, we killed Osama, but still, there's so many behind him. What did it accomplish? But there's a company that is actually called Doom and Bloom Medical Supplies that I briefly wanted to mention because they have face masks and all different types of first aid supplies, grab-and-go kind of stuff, if you guys want to, order it. And they have a kit that has hand sanitizer in it. And their phone number is 1-888-870-6999. That's 1-888-870-6999. And I just noticed that, the war on the disabled, the war on the poor, the, suffering of those who can least handle it is just getting worse and worse and worse. And Biden hasn't done anything, for the disabled more than what we've had before, and they keep talking about increasing Social Security and, the little bit of increase that
your rent will go up.
It's such a minuscule amount to begin with. We should be having it dating back to all of the times we didn't have anything. Why that's really ridiculous, honestly.
They give you crumbs. And they took care of everybody else, before. and now they say they're going to take care of us, and it was supposed to be a first priority when he first got in office. It was a promise that he made to the disabled, and, you know, what's come of it? Absolutely nothing. I mean, you would think he's older, and you would think he understands and he cares.
He has
and,
a disability.
You know, yeah, he does.
You know,
and
then why doesn't he understand?
That makes
that
it worse.
That does.
Yeah.
It does.
So did David Paterson, but he didn't accomplish anything.
No,
and this
whoa.
New governor,
don't get me started
on
him. I met the son of a bitch.
Really? What kind of person was he?
Oh,
horrible.
Very.
We wanted accessible voting machines. You know, Joe and I met him at City Hall. And we said, Senator, will you stand up with us? We want to have a news conference. Oh, I don't believe in accessible voting machines.
How can you not?
That's what's going to
common sense.
And he's blind, the son of a bitch.
And he's blind. Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in anything that's going to cost the government money.
No, he doesn't believe in anything that's going to make us a little bit, independent. Period.
Yeah,
he has people dragging him around. That's why. I'm going
to
say it straight out. You know, I'm getting to the point. Sorry. Go ahead.
They have to live with what they have, and he has people escorting him around in a limousine and everything else, a nice, easygoing, relaxed life, and people probably reading everything for him and helping him through everything he needed because, you know, the governor always has aid, so... What did he need anything for, and what did he care? It did make a difference, and you know, we thought we had a disabled person in office, so life would be better, and it wasn't. It was the same thing. It's a shame.
Same bullshit. Different day.
I don't know what to make of this world, Suzanne, anymore.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to get you in on some of the groundbreaking stuff that I want to do with the nursing home stuff to get rid of them, and then also get in a better, service that we're thinking about. So I'd like you to be part of it. Okay.
Okay. What's that about? What type of thing do you want to do?
Well, basically, I want people to, contribute in terms of not only financially, but the people like private organizations. Frank and I were talking about how we could set up a fund once we get this all off the ground where private industry can submit, and then these people we could start volunteer, plus Frank, renamed that.
Volunteers for Freedom.
For Freedom, Freedom.
Yeah, I've been trying to get private organizations to donate to us for years, but, they just don't seem to really pay much attention to us. Maybe it's not, a mainstream cause. Maybe they believe in,
start paying attention, all right. I'm really to the point that I am going to speak in Congress one of these days, and I am going to get this done. And that's it.
Yeah, and that would bring a lot of inner sight, a lot of attention, and that would help, draw attention to our issues and our concerns and our cause and our agenda. I mean, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to say, that we have an agenda. I think that a lot of these people think that, what we have is sufficient and the ADA is good enough and they believe in the government.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem. You know, when I tell people I make below poverty level as my income, people are flawed. They think we have everything that we need. And when I tell them I have to spend down my money and then use everything to pay my rent just to protect where I live, people are astonished.
Yeah, you go broke and have a roof over your head.
Either or.
And you don't eat, what I mean?
Yeah. And that's
like my uncle.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like my uncle used to say, heat or eat,
That's basically it. And if you're not qualified for any of the services because they use last year's income, what a joke. I'm angry today, Frank, excuse me, but I'm going to say, what a joke. I'm very angry today.
Yeah, you know, any time you can afford more than one bottle of water, then you don't qualify for any services. They make sure that you live, you know, as close to, you know, being neglected in some form or fashion or another.
You are neglected. It's not even some form of it. You are. Let's just be serious, people. We are neglected. This would only happen if we were neglected, and it does.
Mm-hmm. And people will tell you, not in America. You have an aid, but no money for the aid to buy food for you.
Come live my life. I'll show you.
No money to pay your rent. Yeah, no money for nothing.
Live my life, and I will show you the ropes.
Yeah. If you don't live in public housing, you could never live, you know, independently. You would have to live with family, or you couldn't afford it.
That's
just
right.
Not possible. It's
and I'm living with family, and I'll tell you, sometimes it's not the most ideal, but it's better than nothing. I'll tell you. At this point, I'm really respecting it more and more.
It's the best you can do, because all the government's going to do is throw you in the slums, and this is how America's disabled people are treated.
I'd rather be in a homeless shelter. This is how bad it is in my mind. Then you force me to go into a nursing home. And I've told everybody that, and I'll keep saying it. I don't want to go to there, but if I have to, I will. To drive my own point.
I don't blame you, Suzanne. I don't blame you.
My independence you're talking about.
Anthony, we're gonna move on, but it's so good to hear from you.
Oh, it is
okay,
great to hear from you, Anthony. I like pushing things around like this. You know,
no
call me
problem.
Whenever
I
you want
too.
To, okay?
Okay, I've got to get your number again from Frank. I don't know what I did with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. Let him give it
no
to
problem.
You.
No problem.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah, call
Take
me
care.
At any
All right,
time.
Thanks
we'll
a lot,
work on things.
Buddy.
Thanks, Anthony.
I will do that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Matt or Glad Monday, and you know what would be a really glad, what we need?
Mm.
We need an amazing telethon.
Yes, we do.
The purpose of which would be to raise the money to start the Volunteer Plus idea. To give people a guarantee, no bullshit, none of this crap with programs, a guarantee that they won't have to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
And to try to get people out, of course, if we can.
Yeah.
We need all the agencies should be a part of this and contribute to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a telethon.
That's right.
And you know, I believe in it so strongly that I'm gonna talk to some people over at Altie's about it, see what the response is, because I have the longest running show on Access over there.
Oh, really?
You know. So I got a little bit of clout, not much. But I'm going to talk to my friend who's the editor of the local paper here, because this would be a local telethon, you know, right here on Long Island, you know, and see what kind of a reaction and tell them what we want to do with the money. See, if we could raise enough money to help a few people and get a fundraiser on board, you know, and reach out to some of the wealthy people who live on Long Island, we might have a shot to do this. So that would be a definite glad. It would be the first telethon of its kind, which means it would get news coverage. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to some of the people that I know. I'll bet you I could get camera people to donate to this. I could get the camera crew. You know? Let's say maybe a 12-hour telethon, or even longer. You know, I know camera people who believe in inner sight, who like it, who have donated their time many a times to keep my show on the air. And we gotta try to do this.
Yeah.
We gotta reach out here. We have the when the studio comes back, you know, you gotta plan this. We have it. We have camera people. We have people that respect inner sight at the studio. We know the news 12 people. You know, I bet I can get a few of them to come over. We have my friend Bill is a great computer whiz. I bet he would help. He would operate that. We got to try to do this. You know,
yeah,
it's got to be done, because we got to get this thing off the ground, man. This is crazy. That there's no guarantee to keep a disabled people out of the nursing home. With all the money in this country, there should be a guarantee. All you need is one big corporation to say, hey, we're donating $1 billion. That's all you need, and you're on your way. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Next thing you know, you close up most of the nursing homes. Who needs them?
Oh, God. That would be music to my ears.
Well, I'm gonna talk this up. I'm going to find out who would like to help and who would, I'm sure we could get volunteers to answer the phones. That's the least of it. You know, people call in and pledge money. I'm sure that if we got a date and we had a definite format, that we would get some celebrities to donate their time. You know, I could think of half a dozen off the top of my head. And I bet my friend Ira Tucker would help, too. We got to do that. We got to pull this together.
Yes, we do.
For the purpose of saving people's lives. That would be the theme of it.
Right.
Stop the killing in the nursing homes.
That's right.
You know? Don't send people to die to a nursing home.
No.
There's the headline on the paper.
There's the headline on our petition. I'm going to, you know, probably change it. Don't send people to a nursing home to die. Period.
Well, put it in there. Put it in there. But I wouldn't. I would leave a nursing home
nursing
kill
home
people.
Kill people. You like
that? Newsday likes that.
Oh, they do.
They
is
like
that what
it.
He said?
They leave it.
You
they
know
like
what?
It.
They do. That's good. Tell him to come. You know, by me. And we'll speak.
Well,
that would be awesome.
We can get this telethon. I bet it would make front page news on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been done before. And all the people, you know, we got to reach out to the people who have lost loved ones in these nursing homes. And Michelle Charlesworth is one of those people.
I know.
And we all know how she, and I bet you any money she would help.
I know she would.
We got this thing going.
Yes, she would. She doesn't like the fact that people are doing what they're doing, and I don't either.
Well, I'm going to call some of our friends and run it by them and tell them what we want to do and start working on it.
Yeah.
You know? Probably wouldn't happen until next spring at the most, or maybe beyond. You know, actually,
okay.
The summer would be the best time, because that's when all the people are out east.
That's right.
You know. All right, inner sight 213-816 1650, the Inner Sight Telethon to liberate.
Oh man.
The nursing home.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have it at the beach. You know why? I just think it's a great, pretty environment, and it honors Joe. You know, he was really
involved. Well, we'd have to have it
with
the best place where it's easy, you know. On a beach, you're talking, now you're dealing with the weather, you know.
Yeah, but we had a covering.
We'll do that.
So it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Well, that was a whole different event. This is the big, you got to be in a studio for this.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, we could do that.
You got to have a studio.
Well, I didn't know that. Anyway.
All right, Inner Sight, anybody on the line?
You need phone lines.
What?
Yeah, let me check. We have somebody listening. I'm just going to address him. I think it might be Danny because he calls in that way. But if it's not, if you'd like, you can actually press the number 1 to be spoken, to speak. If not, just enjoy the show.
All right. Nobody else on the line?
Nope.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Don't forget, Friday night is the funnies over here. You know, we have a lot of fun on Friday. And let's see, tomorrow's the last day of August, so here comes September. You know, September coming in and the fall's around the corner. You know?
Yeah.
So, Inner Sight, anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it right here. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, video,
whatever you
normally have in the background.
I turned off my TV before I came on, so that's what people have to do because we hear it in the background, and it becomes a little disturbing, you know, disruptive.
Yeah. Well, Joe's got the hurricane now. He said he's going to help.
Aw.
So... is right on top of it, you know. And,
I just see something that really they're all trying to, you know, get, you know, people out. So they sent in, CNN reported that they sent in military people to get the people out of the, what do they call them, the embassies.
Oh, you're talking about Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Louisiana and the hurricane.
Oh, that too.
All right. Yeah, well, they say they got over 100,000 people out of there.
Yeah.
According to NBC, anyway. So hopefully those people are safe. And some of the surrounding countries are starting to get worried, you know, that there won't be an American troop presence in Afghanistan, that they're going to come under attack and trouble, you know. So I don't know. Well, you know, you got some of the countries are going to have to get together and protect each other.
Yeah.
I would suppose. You know, it's in their best interest to do it. America's always butting in. You know, I'm glad that we're not butting in. There's plenty to do here.
Yes, there is.
All right. You know, we need to get these politicians to concentrate. And, you know, the thing I keep going back to, and it's so true, we're not asking them to spend more money.
No, we're not. No.
We're asking them to mandate these agencies so that we can call an agency and say, hey, we want to volunteer to help you raise the money in accordance with the executive order that the president issued. You know? get people, put up a campaign. You know, now that could be your telethon right there. You know, if the President of the United States would pass an executive order that every agency must start raising money to contribute to the disabled, that would help us to get a telethon locally, right here on Long Island.
It would, yeah.
Everybody would pull together, you know. And they would, these agencies would get the percentage allowed by law. They fundraise,
right.
They'd get a piece of that. You know, that's how it would work. So they would benefit. The agencies would benefit from it, and they'd have a damn good excuse to raise money. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, 213-816-1650. And we heard from our etiquette advocate,
yay,
Regina. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get her out of the nursing home. Back into her own home.
Oh, I'd love to do that and help her. You know, she's always been nice and good to me. I would help her do that. Really would.
Yeah. Well, she needs aids. You know,
yeah.
To assist her. So I called her again today. She hasn't called me back yet, but I'm going to try to get people.
Oh yeah.
For her. Now she has some funding of her own.
That's good.
So any aides out there, home health certified, you know, who want to help, contact Inner Sight, and we may be able to. I'm not going to promise anything because it's not Inner Sight's money. It's her money. We
right.
may be able to set up a bonus situation if you come on board.
Right.
See? So here you have a little different situation because she has some funding.
Okay.
Call in the site 631-224-3090 and I will talk to her about that idea.
Mm-hmm.
What she thinks of it, because I think that would attract people more.
They sure would. I'm hoping that we get her to do that.
Well, let's see. Let's see if we can.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the problem with these damn places. They're not creative enough.
No.
They can't do that. Everything is supervised and scrutinized by the state.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they can't give you a guarantee they're going to keep you out of a nursing home. They'll do everything and spend all that money, and then one thing goes wrong, and boom.
I told you what my wishes were, and I know that if, God forbid, you know, that my husband is no longer in the picture, God forbid, then I would definitely need help more than I, you know, I definitely would.
Yeah.
So we spoke about it. So leave it at that. You know.
Yeah. Well, there should be a guarantee.
Yeah,
that
there should
not going
be.
Into a person not going into a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
That's
they guarantee. They guarantee appliances. They guarantee everything these days. Get your money back or the money, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they're so worried about it, let them designate the agencies to start raising the money. See, there's a way that it can be done. That's how you know that they don't give a damn, what Anthony said. Because
right.
there's a way they can do it.
Right.
You know, without burdening
the taxpayer.
Government.
Yeah.
See, the whole thing is they don't want to do it. That's what I
That's
believe.
The truth.
They don't want to do it. That's why you got to legislate it.
Yeah.
You got to make them do it. And the people who don't want to do it or work for these places, get the hell out. You don't belong here.
Yeah.
That's what I say. That's what Inner Sight says.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't need you working for this place if you don't want to try to bring about a guarantee that a person doesn't won't go into a nursing home. You know, you gotta change things. You gotta be more creative.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Definitely.
That's
yeah.
what's not happening here.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's open mic, so tomorrow night you can pick your own subject.
Yeah.
We're on the air every night, 8 to 9. I want to thank all the people who have been talking about us
yeah.
on their website.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight. And wouldn't it be cool if every agency was like us?
Oh, goodness, yeah, it would be excellent.
You know. Can you imagine if, see, I'm a dreamer, but it's a good dream. Can you imagine if every agency said unanimously together, no, we're not doing this anymore.
We're not doing it that way anymore. Nope.
Get rid of these nursing homes. We don't want them. Can you imagine?
That'd be nice.
So that's what we need. That kind of
yeah.
an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, so people don't have to be abused and suffer and told where they're going to go and die.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're in the military, you're not told where you're going to go and die. You're told you got to serve, but you're protected as much as possible.
Mm. Yeah. You know? Wow.
Not in the nursing home.
Easy. No.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Still looking for someone to match the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus donated. So if you're interested in that, call the Inner Sight number. Our email, innersight@pmfemale.com. Want to thank all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, our callers, listeners, we appreciate you. Keep listening. Make the number go so high that they'll have to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 100 million listeners.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I bet you they'll give us a telethon then.
More than a telethon.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night.